a gun.
Guns aren't toys. They're for family protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
For nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese wheel.
We'll put out all points bulletin. We'll set up roadblocks everywhere.
A new world order. A new world order. A new world order.
A new world order. Attention.
I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations, the gas stations, everybody.
Heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap. It's time for
Dutch Jones
Radio Program.
And now for something completely different.
Yes, 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 yes. We are back. It is, I believe it's the 20th of October today. 20th of October, 2010. It is approximately 5.02 p.m. on the Pacific West Coast in the People's Republic of California, occupied territory. And I am Dutch Jones. I'm just a sad little lad that tells stories on the radio when I can. We try to be here Monday through Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. every day. Yesterday we were on the road and I was just not... back was killing me and I just didn't feel like doing a show. And I hate to give you a half-step show. I'd rather you listen to a replay or let Lou come on and tell jokes than do a show when I'm just not feeling right. So instead, we watched, I sat in my recliner full back, took my pain medicine, and we watched The Young Ones, repeats from the 1983-82 television show. I love British comedy, so that's what we did. If you don't know what The Young Ones are, and you want to get an insight into my bizarre sense of humor, you should Google Young Ones and watch those. But we try to reach you every day that we can. And I want to thank you folks. Listenership is way up. And everyone's saying they heard about it from someone else. So that means you guys are doing your jobs, and I appreciate that. Spreading the word, posting it in forums, whatever it takes. Just get the word out there. And Stacy got a, she mailed off a bunch of bumper stickers today, all the people that have donated in the last few days. If you know, even if you donated $5, right? We sent out some bumper stickers, Stace. Yeah, good. And make sure you put those in some prominent places. If you're sticking them on the police station or on a police car, I want a picture of it. We'd love to put those on the forum. And make sure you guys check out the forum. Go to dutchjones.info, dutchjones.info, and check out the forum. That's for you guys. That's not for me. That's for you guys to exchange information. You know, there's all these frustrated talk show hosts out there. I get a couple hundred emails a day now, and I don't talk about everything in detail, but I do. It does add to the consciousness of what we're doing. But that's the place. If you got something you want to post and you want the others to see it, because people say, oh, you didn't talk about this, Dutch. Well, put it in there, and we direct people there, and they get it, and they look at it. And Lewis, if Lewis sees something really good, he's always like, hey, check this out. You know, asparagus will kill you if you eat it sideways, you know. You need to talk about this, so I'll take a look at it. But it's awesome that you guys are still contributing. Just keep sending the emails to DutchJonesShow@Yahoo.com. DutchJonesShow@Yahoo.com. I had so much email today, and some of it, you know, usually it's just, hey, one-way email, but lately it's been, what do you think about this? Can you give me some input on that? So I'm trying to answer them, and if you get a one or two line, it's not that I don't like you. It's that there are like 10 other emails waiting after you that have, you know, questions about different things. And I enjoy the stuff, you know, what gun do you shoot? What kind of ammo do you shoot? What do you think of this gas mask? Have you heard of this person? I got one today. It was funny, and they're like, have you heard of this woman and her plight? She's in jail in Arizona. And it was somebody I didn't remember the name at first, but then when I started looking, I'm like, hey, this person used to be down in Campo, was a Minuteman member. And, you know, so this stuff's good. You know, you educate me on things I know nothing about. And I can't know everything. I mean, it's just, you know, no one does. And if they claim they do, I wouldn't listen to them anymore. So, Just keep the stuff coming. You can check us out on... I'm going to see. Are we up on Facebook right now? I was trying to get Lou to set everything up for me. And no, he didn't. And I got to set this up. Lou, I'm going to have a serious talk with your union representative when this is over. That would be you, Stace. You're his union rep. I'm gonna file a grievance against him because he didn't have me all ready to go. Didn't even have headphones ready for me.
My dad.
Oh, your dad sent you a picture of that?
Yeah, that's his.
Your dad's SKS?
Yes.
Oh, that's sweet. Stacy has two dads. I just found out. She's been keeping one from me, and I don't know if he listens to the show or not, but he just sent a picture of his SKS. He's in a free state, obviously. He lives in a free state. Well, he's a Vietnam veteran, right?
Yeah.
Didn't you tell me it was like General McNamara or something as your real dad?
No.
But he was a helicopter mechanic. Let's see. Well, that's interesting. Good to have you back, Darren. Thanks for listening. And let's see. He lives in a free state. You can get $100 SKS in a free state, honey. Also coming. Let's see here. Okay. Did you send out an announcement on Facebook that we were going live? You didn't, did you? Oh, Lewis. No wonder I'm like, where's all my Facebook peeps? Where are my Facebook peeps? They're not. I don't see many. Well, I see Gunslingers in there. So he's there. So I got to do this now. Excuse me, folks. I'm the talent of the show. I should just come in, sit down, sip my whatever it is I ordered that day, get my green M&Ms in my comfy chair, and do the show instead of.
You know by now.
You should know by now. Let's see. I'm just gonna send it out. But yeah. So no, I'm not dead. I wasn't absconded with by the federal government or anything yesterday. It's just sometimes. You know, I just realized I don't have much to offer you guys. And I'm like, you know, what's the point? If I had a lot of phone calls just generated and people were calling in and taking part, and I'm not doing this to scold you guys, but I know it does cost money to call in, but it would make it easier on those days. And I just go, hey, you know, let's have open line Tuesday. I'll officiate and you guys share the wealth. It would be good to do that. But there's like three of you that call in and I don't want to put that kind of burden on you. You're burdened enough as Americans. So I hopefully people have got a good take on that last show Monday. I got a lot of comments on it. A lot of people that were pro-Nazi sent me some nasty emails and said they were deleting me and they never wanted to talk to me again. And I'm like, well, then it worked. That's exactly what I was trying to do. I was trying to work people out of the woodwork, the people that were, you know, borderline and weren't, you know, I couldn't tell, you know, just by talking to them in the email or looking at their Facebook pages or whatever, if they were Nazis, you know, and it takes some digging. But I've got like almost 600 friends now, and it dropped about 25 because of it, and I love it. I love that fact. I'm not a big fan of false pretenses, unless you're fighting with the enemy, you know. But that's not false. That's the biblical doctrine of deception. And that's a whole different option, I would say. I got a couple topics for today's show, but I'm going to give out the phone number in case you guys want to call in. Let me see here. Here, listen. Yeah. Yeah, that's the phone right there. I hope it works. Okay, we're not sure if it's going to work right, so we'll need one. If you were listening earlier, Lou was testing it, and he was running around out front, hiding behind trees and stuff. I want to make sure he wasn't just listening to me through the window. Yeah, I can hear you through the window, but the phone's terrible. But it sounded okay on the phone?
Yeah.
Did I sound professional?
Yeah.
Did I sound like somebody calling to sell you encyclopedias?
Yeah.
Good. 559-561-8225. That is area code 559-561-8225. You can call in with whatever you want to talk about. And we don't have a delay, so if you say something stupid, I'm just going to hang up on you and pretend I never knew you. And then if it's really bad, Lou's going to hack the phone system, go back through it, find out where you live, and we'll send Stacy there. And she's got some moves with a wiffle bat that are just lethal. And she's all giggling. We'll take you out. We'll take you out. Okay, people writing in about the DJstore.tk. Is it up again?
Yeah, but it's taken a while, though.
DJstore.tk, we did take it down a while. It's funny, nobody's like telling us they're even looking at stuff on there. We sold maybe 8 or 9 things since we've had it up the entire time in the last 8 months. As soon as we take it down, hey, where's the store? Where's all the stuff? We like looking at it.
It's up there.
Okay, so now it's up. If you go to djstore.tk, and we've moved some stuff around. We haven't added any of the new stuff. See, it says stickers currently out of stock there, Lou. Why does it say that?
I changed all this.
Uh-oh. Time to make excuses. The stuff's still up, isn't it? The same old stuff?
Yeah.
It didn't do the new stuff?
No.
So why, Lou? Why, Lou, I ask you?
I don't know.
Lou, why?
I don't know.
Oh, man. Disregard what I just said. Everything that we tried to make changes in didn't take part, so Lou didn't confirm it.
No, I looked at it.
When?
After I did it, and it wasn't updated, so I waited a little bit.
Okay. Well, don't do it now, because it'll use up too much bandwidth. Do it towards the show. So here's the story, folks. DJstore.tk, we're working on it. What we're doing is we're trying to make you some bulk deals and things to make it a little more attractive for you to buy stuff and items that we think you're going to need. We took down all the really cool stuff like night vision and all that because nobody was buying that. People were buying pants, ponchos, canteens, compasses, whistles. You know, what few sales we did make, it was those types of things. And we hear you. If that's what you want to buy, that's what we want to sell. And so we're going to do that. We're going to put up a lot more Voodoo Tactical stuff as soon as Lou figures out what's going on with the website. He's been real busy lately. He's trying to launch his new line of candy. He wants to open a chain of stores called the, Lou's Fudge Knuckle Hut?
Yeah,
it was Lou's Fudge Knuckle Hut. He's invented this, you know how I showed him how to make Ranger cakes and John Wayne bars with the MRE formula, you know, recipes. Well, he put something together and it was kind of like granola, Cheerios, some chocolate. I think there was some, What was the hard thing that I was biting on that was in there? Rocks in it. And he calls them Lou's Fudge Knuckles. And he wants to sell those. So he wants to open Lou's Fudge Knuckle Hut up here. And, you know, be looking out for that. It's, you know, it's tasty and it stays with you and it is filling. Even if you do break a couple teeth on it.
Cut a little bit.
It does cut. You do get cut a little bit. It's got bits of glass in it, I think, too.
Some razor blades and thumbtacks.
Thumbtacks. But, he's out working on the still. I found out he was working in just behind the still in his Fudge Knuckle Hut. And that's what he's been doing there. So we've been trying to do that. So without further ado, that's the Dutch Jones Show. Good night. Have a pleasant tomorrow. No, I'm kidding. I am kidding you. Have you guys seen that, and this is hilarious to me, that Venezuela and Iran have just kind of like done a treaty together? They're both members of OPEC, so they already had trade treaties, but now they're trying to do what they're calling their own New World Order. You know, Hugo Chavez and Ahmadinejad. So you've got the chubby paratrooper and the guy who looks like a one of those, a ventriloquist dummy. Want to rule the world now. And I think it's funny, they're using New World Order. I wonder if the Bushes are going to go after him and try and sue him for that.
Yeah, they can do
nothing. Iran-Venezuela leaders seek New World Order. This is Associated Press today. The leaders of Iran and Venezuela hailed what they called their strong strategic relationship on Wednesday, saying they are united in efforts to establish a new world order. They will eliminate Western dominance over global affairs. Now, Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad and visiting Venezuelan counterpart Hugo Chavez watched as officials from both countries signed 11 agreements promoting cooperation in areas including oil, natural glass, gas, textiles, trade, and public housing. Among the agreements, Venezuela's state oil company Petróleo de Venezuela, S.A., said the South American country was forming a joint shipping venture with Iran to aid in delivering Venezuelan crude oil to Europe and Asia. It said in a statement that the agreements for a joint venture would also help the supply of oil to Iran due to its limited refining capacity. Yeah, they got all the oil. Well, you guys remember that Chavez signed an agreement with the Castro brothers to put a refinery there so he could send his crude over there and have it refined. And he's also got deals with China and Russia now, and he's got arms. And here's something that this is unconfirmed, what I'm about to tell you, but I've done some poking around. It appears that Venezuela now has the third or fourth largest army in the world. Their military's huge, and he's getting tons of equipment from communist countries and obviously Arab countries now. Well, not Arab, that would be Persian, but Middle Eastern countries. And now he's working on all kinds of trade agreements. Now, I'm not telling you this because I'm one of these big guys who goes, oh, you know, nobody in this hemisphere can have... I'm not Teddy Roosevelt. I'm not saying he can't have a military. I don't like Chavez. I went down there and I actually worked effortlessly to keep him out of office. I was deported from Venezuela for taking part in political events as an illegal alien. I was an illegal alien. I did have a missionary passport, visa to stay there. But this guy's bad news. He's not good for us. You know, I like a lot of things he says. I like it when he was making fun of Bush back in that era. But the problem is that people are going to, you know, just poo-poo this and go, oh, well, it's just a distraction. Well, sometimes a distraction can be a left hook, you know, waiting for the knife to come into your kidney. So the left hook is still devastating, so you still have to watch out for it and learn to block it. And I'm telling you, in that region, there is so much instability because no longer are we paying attention to it as a nation. The empire builders in Washington are kind of leaving that whole area alone. They got their hands caught in the cookie jar with Iran-Contra. They backed off of Central and South America. You know, you don't have the death squads in Guatemala or El Salvador anymore. Nicaragua's building up again. He's already, you know, they're Daniel Ortega. They're already allies with Venezuela, Chile, Bolivia. And all them illegal aliens coming into this country, they're looking for a brown-skinned messiah. Who better than Hugo Chavez, folks? You know, he's been there, he's done that, he's been a guerrilla fighter, he's fought in Colombia, he's been in the military. This is not a paper tiger, folks. You know, you can make fun of him. This guy came in and he instituted mandatory physical fitness periods for his entire nation. He's preparing for an invasion from the United States that may or may not ever come. He's purchasing tanks, planes. It's rumored he has submarines now. So keep an eye on Venezuela. Now, the other side of it is, what better way to start World War III than for the U.S. to go in and do some good old gunboat diplomacy? Now, strangely enough, we're backing Colombia in this fight. He's fighting with Colombia right now because there's some FARC. Yeah, that's actually what it is. They're narco-terrorists that are operating on his border, supposedly. And Colombia's kind of condoning it. Because Colombia and Venezuela used to be one nation a long time ago. I don't remember the exact history, but Hugo wants to reunite them, some say. Oh, the speaker's up. Can you turn that speaker down on the radio station over there? I'm going like, why am I hearing Mark Kornke in my head? Yeah, it's not always a bad thing, but it's a thing there to worry about. But watch out for this. You know, pretty soon what we'll do is, you know, he'll start stomping his feet, and then, you know, we'll try and do something to stop him. But there is nothing between him and the Mexican border. Nothing. Mexico couldn't stop him even if they wanted to, and I doubt they would want to. The drug cartels, I don't know where he stands in the drug cartels. He's got this real healthy attitude. He doesn't like drugs. He probably used the cartels to get into office. There's some suggestion of that.
You know he's using
them. No, I don't think he is. I think Hugo Chavez is a health nut from what I've seen. I mean, he's real proud of being able to do push-ups on TV. I think one time he wanted to challenge like Jefe Bush to a wrestling match. Well, he makes money off of it. So he doesn't have to take them to make money off of them. You know, I've known dairymen that don't drink milk. No, but I'm saying that he is a threat. And they keep an eye on it down there. And the New World Order folks would love to use him. That's, okay, here's my point. And it took a while to get to it. They've allowed this guy to get strong. They've allowed this guy to make alliances. I mean, do you think under Teddy Roosevelt we would be doing this? Not that I'm a fan of Teddy Roosevelt, but there's no way that this guy would be allowed to grow as strong as he is without the condolences or the hands-off order of the New World Order and the U.S. government, period. And all it takes is for one Latin leader to stand up and say, okay, let's get rid of Whitey. And all those idiots in every one of those countries, north and south of Venezuela, are going to sign on. So you guys got to keep an eye on this guy. And, you know, this thing was like, people are like, ah, Venezuela, what are they going to do? Venezuela's got some serious stuff. There's even, you know, all kinds of rumors about hit squads in the U.S. from Venezuela. So keep an eye on them. But I wanted to share that stuff with you there. Oh, what's going on there? Looks like we get quite a few people in the chat room there, but I'm going to continue on with my articles. Okay, what's this? thanks, Mike. Mike just popped in on chat room on Facebook and said Coram Deo, of course. I got another story here for you. Maybe I'll do that one later. Oh, this one's funny in a sad, sad kind of way. Staying south of the border a bit. Mexico, you guys all know how police chiefs retire in Mexico, right? They get like a 9mm hemorrhage. They've been killing police chiefs all over Mexico, burning down their houses, killing their whole families, you know, going to weddings and killing everybody. To anybody that wants to be a police chief. And rehabs are shooting up the rehabs. They're doing all kinds of stuff down there. It's like a Quentin Tarantino movie. If I didn't know better, I think Quentin Tarantino was ahead of what's going on down there. I need a drink of water. Hang on. But here we go. College student named police chief in Mexico. No one else applied for the job. And I'm looking at her here. She's like this 20-year-old hoochie mama, kind of Hispanic female that you'd see at the swap meet trying to sell you those jeans that are pirated to look like, European jeans. Now, this is this AP? Who is this? And this may even be just Yahoo. Oh, no. Yahoo News. It's a Yahoo News blog. A town near cartel capital Juarez, Mexico, has just one applicant for police chief after a spate of killings of public officials and drug-related violence. So now the new chief of Guadalupe, a town of 10,000 residents near the Texas border, is a 20-year-old college criminology major named Marisol Velez Garcia. And if I butchered that, too bad. Public officials have increasingly become the targets of assassination as Mexican cartels try to tighten their grasp on the country. Just this year, 11 Mexican mayors have been slain, including the former mayor of Guadalupe, who was killed in June. In the small town, police officers and security agents have been killed, some of them beheaded, according to the Mexican media. Now, Velez tells a local paper that she took the job to help the town's people because they're fearful. Afraid. Everyone is afraid, and it's very natural. What motivates me here is that in this project to make the community safer is very good and can do a lot for my town. I know that we are going to change and move this and remove this, she said. Now, okay, playing the devil's advocate here and being fair and nice. I shouldn't say devil's advocate. To be fair to her, she's very courageous. How many 20-year-old females in this country would step up for that when she saw her neighbors being shot and butchered in a town that small? So give the girl credit where it's due. I'm not going to belittle that at all. But how broken is a system when the only police chief they can get is an ungraduated criminologist of the female persuasion in a Mexican town?
She's only 20.
Where's that Hispanic machismo? You know, where's all these men that are, they come up here and they demand all their rights, they march in the street, they tell us what we're going to give them, but meanwhile in Mexico, your women are standing up to the drug cartels.
That's pathetic.
And this probably isn't going to go the way you thought I was going to go on this one. I think it's pathetic. Every one of those Mexican males that's up here stealing a job is a coward, and she makes you look like a coward because of this.
Well, they should be protecting the women and children.
Yeah, they're abandoning their homes down there, coming up here and mucking up our society. When look what's going on there in Guadalupe, Mexico. What interests me in this is the picture shows her with like a bunch of youth. They've got their hair colored and dyed, and there's like a couple men in there. I'm like, what are these men doing? They must be the media or something, but why aren't they stepping up? You know, it's just kind of sad. Here she is. She looks like she's going to a rave. Yeah. She's got her brassiere on the outside of her shirt.
Oh, that's a little vesty thing.
That's not a vesty thing. That's people who wear underwear on the outside. Don't defend her clothing choice, Stace. Would you wear it? Would you let Anthea wear it?
No.
It's inappropriate wear for a police chief. I don't care. I don't want to see my police chief in that. We don't have a police chief. Now, one Mexican criminology professor told the Arizona Republic that getting elected to public office in Mexico is like winning a tiger in a raffle. Before it used to be an attractive job, living on the public payroll, said Dante Haro at the University of Guadalajara. Now being a town mayor is very difficult, not just because of the economic problems, but also the issue of obedience to organized crime. See, now it's the norm that you automatically got to be a dupe for the crime syndicate, kind of like Chicago. I mean, we've got that going on in Chicago. Secretary of State Hillary the Man Clinton said recently that Mexico is looking more and more like Colombia looked 20 years ago, when drug lords had a chokehold on many public officials. Yeah, she'd know. I mean, her husband was involved in that, pardoning drug runners and stuff up here. So maybe they're just looking for a new place to pardon people. A young Guadalupe citizen complained of LS. We are spending a great part of our lives locked up inside our homes. According to a Spanish language paper, Velez responded that she wants to encourage more events for young people in the town. Yeah, let's centralize everybody in drive-by locations. The weapons we have are principles and values, which are the best weapons for prevention. Yeah, and let's say the guy's got a gun. Velez told CNN en Español, our work will be pure prevention. We're not going to be doing anything else other than prevention. How do you prevent a drive-by shooting? I didn't know Pollyanna was a Mexican name. More than 28,000 people have died in the country's drug violence since Felipe Calderon declared a war on drugs in 2006. So in 4 years, they've lost more people than we've lost in all our wars combined in the Middle East and in Asia right now. Pretty weird, huh? I mean, sad and weird. Let's see what's going on here. Everybody's saying hello to everybody. Okay, good. That's so sweet.
Hello.
Hello, everyone. let me close that. Could you imagine a day and age in America when, you know, nobody wants to... It's like the old West movies. Who wants the badge? The sheriff's dead. Long live the sheriff. Who wants this tin badge? Not I. Mexico's just ready to erupt. And you've got this stuff going on, you know, in the northern tip of South America and Venezuela. It would not take much at all. You know, we spend a lot of time talking about the Muslim threat, terrorist threat. What about the socioeconomic ticking time bomb that's going on in Southern California, Arizona, Texas, New Mexico? Well, I don't know about New Mexico. You never hear about New Mexico. And meanwhile, in Arizona, they're putting good people in prison for trying to stop this stuff, and they're letting everybody walk, which is a story I'm going to talk about in the next half hour that I got from one of our listeners about a Minuteman female type that is being held on suspicion of murder of some drug runners. And it's just, you know, I tried to get some people on the show for it, but nobody wants to talk about it. Of course, the Sheriff's Department doesn't want to talk about it. Her lawyer says she's not allowed to talk about it. But we'll talk a little bit about the case when we come back. Don't let them distract you. Right now they're talking about Europe, 9/11 size attacks there. Don't forget about the border, folks. Don't forget about what's going on down there. Be discerning. I told you Monday, there are bad people trying to get you to go work with them on the border. You got to be very picky on who you go to the border with. You know, the government knows we're doing this, and the government's going to put out a lot of sugar water. Okay, folks, we're going to be back after the break. I'm Dutch Jones. We'll give the phone number out when we come back. I'm going to look for your calls on these and other topics that we're discussing. We'll be right back.
Liberals who believe your ways are best, who don't mind overcrowding this nation with a swarm of foreign immigrants, who don't care about the population, who don't care if it's about...
It is time to organize. It is a time of war. It is time to revolt. It is your time to show we are a people of a struggle. Hasta San Diego.
We got crime overtaking our cities. We got gangs taking over our streets. We keep handing out more and more welfare, though it never seems to meet their needs. What kind of culture are we cultivating, one where you never have to pull any weeds? If we don't stop this immigration, this great nation's gonna fall. Let's get a grip on immigration in the great United States.
You have to force that with all.
It's high time we limit their numbers.
Too many whites came. We couldn't stop you. Too many blue eyes.
We are rapidly becoming another third world fascist state. Let's get a grip on immigration in these great United States. How can we ever come to any solution?
is going to take over all the political institutions of California. In 5 years, the Hispanics are going to be the majority population of the state.
You also made the statement that California is going to become a Hispanic state, and that if anyone doesn't like it, they should leave. Did you say that?
I did. They ought to go back to Europe.
Now you know it's not too late. Let's get a grip on immigration in these great United States. It's high time that we limit their numbers. It's high time we start closing that gate. And quit trying to fan the flame that I'm a racist. And quit trying to fabricate that I hate. And get a grip on immigration in these great United States. Let's get a grip on immigration. Now you know it's not too late. It's high time that we limit their numbers. It's high time that we close up that gate. Can't you see how we are rapidly becoming another third world fascist police state? Let's get a grip on immigration in these great United States. And quit trying to fan the flame that I'm a racist. And quit trying to fabricate that I hate. And get a grip on immigration in these great United States.
Best conditions, the human body will die after 3 days without water. Having access to clean, drinkable water in a disaster, survival situation, or military action is critical when putting together your survival plan and survival kit. Whether you choose to boil, filter, purify, or use some type of chemical treatment, something must be done when planning your survival escape routes and plans and putting together your bug out bag or simply your rucksack. That's why I have chosen to offer Sawyer brand water filters. These filters used in the medical industry for kidney dialysis exceed the needs for water purification. With different units available, the basic unit that you should get will be capable of filtering up to 500 gallons a day and will not need to be replaced until you have surpassed 1 million gallons through that filter. I know that's hard to believe, but it's a fact. They've been using these filters overseas for years in the missionary fields and in post-disaster recovery efforts. The filters are lightweight and simple to use, so whether you attach it to a 5-gallon bucket, to a water bladder, or to a 10,000-gallon tank, these filters can do the job for you. They can handle up to 40 PSI, and with different fittings and ingenuity, you can even apply them to inside, inline water supply systems into your house, cabin, or survival structure. So I'm asking you to go to djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk. Check out the Sawyer water filters. Order them through us. You will save at least $5 off the retail price of buying them from Sawyer Direct. And as always, the money goes to help the radio ministry here at the Dutch Jones Radio Program. So, do something right for your family. Get them prepared for a disaster or calamity, and you're helping us out. So don't forget, djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk. Check out the Sawyer brand water filters.
There's rebellion in the wind.
A new world order. A new world order.
How can you have a house without a gun?
Guns are toys. They're for family protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
For nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese wheel.
We'll put out all points bulletins. We'll set up roadblocks everywhere.
A new world order. A new world order. A new world order.
I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations,
the gas stations,
everybody.
Heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap. It's time for...
That's Joe's
radio program.
And now for something completely different.
I'm Dutch Jones.
Now all I gotta do is find this Yoda.
What was that?
Now all I gotta do is find this Yoda.
Oh yeah, I am kind of a Jedi Knight, aren't I? Aren't I? I'm looking in the chat room and there are people that are like 15 minutes behind. There must be an outrageous lag. People are laughing at the fudge knuckle thing about a minute ago. Lou's fudge knuckle hut. And up behind the barn. He's threatening me now. He doesn't want anybody to get his secret recipe or his idea. Yeah. It's the two fudge knuckle punch. That's what he's going to call some of his products. I am Dutch Jones. This is the Dutch Jones radio program. There is a phone number to call in. Area code 559-561-8225. It's area code 559-561-8225. Okay, Lou, I'm going to try and find something here that I need you to go to. Boy, I keep getting all kinds of comments on here. People are commenting on my stuff here. Let's see. So, Oscar, thank you for listening. I'm glad you're listening over there on Facebook.
We should get a new broadcast.
We should get a new what?
We should get into our new broadcast.
Yeah, you broadcast, you can get in the chat room.
Yeah, and you can interact.
What am I talking about? Okay. Anyway, let me get this thing here. I'm going to show you where I need you to go here in a minute. There is a woman who has been fighting on the border who is being wronged. And everybody talks about how great the sheriffs are and stuff in Arizona. Everybody loves Arpaio. Everybody knows about, you know, all the different sheriffs standing up on the border. Well, there's a couple that are doing some things pretty bad. And there's a lady named Shauna Ford. And if you don't know her story, you need to know it. And go to Shauna, what is it, justiceforshaunaford.com. And there's a video here I need you to play. It's 10 minutes long. We're not going to play the whole thing, but I just want to get you an introduction of what's going on here if you scroll down when Lou gets it. But Justice for Shauna Ford, and that's Forde.com. In fact, I'll cut and paste it in the chat room. But it's just, you know, I got sent this today. I've known of Shauna Ford. I've seen her at Campo. I'm not like a friend of hers or anything like that. I don't even think I've been formally introduced to her. Let's see here. But her story is important. It's not working.
No.
Now that I announced it, her website's not available. I've got it on mine, but we don't have an audio feed, which we could do real quick.
Wait.
We're waiting for Lou. It's like Waiting for Godot, if anyone's ever read that play.
What?
I'm waiting for Godot. What are you doing, Lou? Do scroll down to the YouTube video. But she's been languishing in a county jail awaiting a trial for murder that she did not commit. There's no evidence. There's no witness. Even the witnesses couldn't. They didn't even pick her out of a lineup. But because she is trying to uncover corruption on the federal, state, and county level of law enforcement in the area. Go down, Lou. Why do you keep going up and down when I told you to go down? Go down, down, down. Oh, it hasn't loaded yet.
No, it's all about loading.
No, it isn't. Go down. There should be a YouTube video. Unless you blocked it. No, just look at it right here. I have it on my computer, Lou. Right there. Right here. Click there and see what happens. Oh, here, so you didn't do it. You just... That's kind of weird. Why aren't your videos popping up? You've broken that computer, too.
No.
Okay, is there some way that I can get this, Lou, and send you the link?
Yeah.
Do what? Then tell me what I need to do.
Oh, there it is.
Okay, I want you to play that video. This is another woman explaining what's going on with Shauna Ford, and then we're going to talk about it, and I'm going to give you a little bit more insight into it once this video loads. Again, the reason we have problems with this is the band.
Finley Low.
Wallace, director of Border Guardians and founding member of the Committee for Justice for Shawna Ford. The first thing you must know about Shawna is that she is innocent. She is entitled to the assumption of innocence under the American justice system.
Go back.
As is any other pretrial detainee, despite what the media wants to tell you. Shawna was falsely arrested. There is no physical evidence. Shawna has an alibi, and she was not present at the crime. Gina Gonzalez, the surviving victim who saw the perpetrators, contradicts herself and keeps changing her story. She never even ID'd.
There you go. And we're going to let that pause while it loads. But that's the crux to this. She was accused of being somewhere on the border, taking the lives of some immigrants that were, you know, smuggling drugs and all that kind of stuff. And they're holding her in lieu of $1 million bond, or bail, excuse me, $1 million bail. Now, there have been, she's been in confinement for 497 days. She spent 4 months of it stripped. They won't even let her have clothes. And for the last 123 days, they've had her hands chained every time she leaves a cell. Why? Because she's a Minuteman. Now, when I contacted the sheriff's department, they just said, well, here, you know, we put people that are high risk and this kind of stuff. Well, the reason that she's high, they're saying she's high risk, and they're saying is because she's a Minuteman, because other inmates may want to kill her, the Hispanics in there. Well, she has Hispanic guards all the time. The police force down there is mostly Hispanic, and those are the people she was going to turn in. So if you don't know this story, you've got to continue to Google it, find out, go to the website, learn more about it. Here we go. And the sheriff down there is Clarence Dupnik, D-U-P-N-I-K. And she's the national director of Americans, or the Minuteman American Defense. And she's being considered a POW by her people, of course. And I'm trying to find the list here that they gave me for why she's dangerous. Oh, here we go. She's in danger from other inmates and general population. That's one reason. Well, yeah, because, you know, you're allowing the fervent Hispanics in your prison to decide your policy. Now, she also passed a note, this is what she's accused of, to another inmate saying that she wanted to have somebody killed, but yet they haven't produced the note or said who the other inmate was. They're saying that the Minutemen around America are planning on breaking her out of jail. Now, on that one, I have no problem with that. Wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't that be wonderful if, you know, that you know, if she's being held unjustly, it's a false arrest. They're not it's ridiculous. She was allegedly organizing another prison break with other prisoners, so they had to, and this is while she's been in confinement. Her picture was run on TV frequently, thus making her a high-risk target. And then the last reason is that they don't like the criticism that they've been getting from bloggers. Now, she only gets 30 minutes a day outside of her cell, during which she's not allowed any access to the outside yard, and the only reading materials that they've been made available to her are crime books, not even like on law. She needs to, she's helping in her own defense, she needs access to a law library, and they deny it. Now, she's a level 3 prisoner. She's denied access to the jail's law library, so she can't even work on her own defense. Now, they're keeping her in solitary confinement to try and break her so that she'll accept a plea deal. Now, she's completely innocent. She even has an alibi. The one person that survived the shooting says it wasn't her. Now, what I want to know is, why did it take over a year for me to hear about this? This lady's supposedly friends with Jim Gilchrist and all that. Why isn't he screaming about this? Why aren't any of my other border friends talking about this? It's just insane to me. You know, unless this is something that, you know, out of Twilight Zone, and none of this is true that I've gotten from the few people that are supporting her. It's Pima County. And they've been just going nuts down there over this. Let's see. But there's more. Owen Oakstar, who was the first suspect, will testify against the defendants. Oakstar fits the description of the shooter given by the surviving victim and was fingered by a witness who claims she knew who did it. Owen Oakstar, a.k.a. Owen Glenn Grove, according to court records, started using mind-altering substances at age 3. He started drinking at age 5. He grew up in a hippie family. So these are the kind of people they have as witnesses against her. Now, Oakstar, who's 39 years old, admits to being a daily heroin user from the age of 14, and he has a history of assaulting law enforcement officers. He's considered to be dangerous by them. He served 2 terms in prison for possessing narcotics for sale, deadly weapons. He's high risk, and this is their witness. Pima County SWAT raided the home of Sandy Stroop, Oakstar's girlfriend, in Aravaca on May 30th and arrested Oakstar for being a felon in possession of a deadly weapon. If he had not agreed to turn state's witness, he would have gone back to prison. So they grab these guys, and trust me, I've seen this before. That's why I don't like having Nazis and stuff in our groups, because they get picked up, they turn on you. To me, a Nazi is just as bad as a drug addict. You probably say, well, he's going on a tangent here. But if you let people of questionable background that are actively sinning and committing crime, this is what's going to happen. So Pima County Prosecutor Barbara LaWall selected Oakstar as the linchpin witness to make the case. Now, LaWall's website boasts she has the highest trial rate in Arizona. LaWall will indict a ham sandwich. She takes cases all the way to trial, even when she knows they're going to be dismissed. It's just, this whole case needs to be looked at, and I don't know why more people aren't talking about it. You know, these are the crumbs that fall into my lap. And it's just sad that I haven't heard more about this in the movement. And, you know, so don't be telling me that Arizona's great, all the sheriffs are with us, and that we've got to do everything we can because Pima County is not with us. Go ahead and see if we can play some more of that from this advocate for her.
It's Shauna as the short, fat, white woman who was with the trigger man during the crime. She was shown a lineup of women, including Shauna Ford, and could not pick her out of it as the perpetrator. Shauna's the victim of malicious prosecution by Pima County. Even the prosecutor knows there is no evidence. Rick Unclesby, who is the chief prosecutor on Shauna's case, retired rather than try this flimsy case. I regard that as very suspicious. Pima County has a political agenda to keep the Minutemen off the border in order to cover up the corruption in the Pima County Sheriff's Office and in federal agencies like DHS and Border Patrol. It's no coincidence that Pima County Sheriff Clarence Dupnik has refused to enforce SB 1070. After all, Tucson's been known as a sanctuary city for years. Everybody who lives there knows that. From the very beginning, Shauna was the target of Dupnik's white racial profiling with gender bias. She's been singled out by jail administration for especially sadistic treatment. Along with other women who happen to be white and black, she's held in solitary confinement and has Hispanic guards that verbally abuse and terrorize her every day. She says it's much, much worse since SB 1070 has been passed, and she's treated as if she passed the legislation all by herself. She's not treated like any other inmate. She's watched closely, and any misstep on her part is used as an opportunity for punishment, abuse, and psychological intimidation. All of her constitutional and civil rights have been violated. The staff steal her mail, books which are sent to her, and the guards even steal books from her cell. She is denied access to the law library, which interferes with her right and her to defend herself. And she gets very little access to the regular library, which, by the way, is filled with only books on murder and crime. On the website, Justice for Shauna Ford, we talk about how Shauna's being tortured in Pima County Jail. Keep this in mind. Shauna is a model inmate and obeys all jail rules. The punishment block, or the hole where Shauna has been kept, is typically used to discipline unruly inmates by subjecting them to solitary confinement for limited periods of time. Shauna spent a year in solitary, where she's not allowed to speak to anyone but her captors. The American Psychological Association has said that solitary confinement for prolonged periods of time constitutes torture. Not only that, recently they have been, the jail has begun putting her in full shackles, handcuffs, and leg irons during the half hour she gets to spend outside her cell to make phone calls and to take a shower. For 9 months, the jail violated federal law by not allowing her into the outside yard for exercise for a half hour. Now when she goes out, she's in full shackles. She can't exercise anyway. Here's an example of the cruel and unusual punishment to which she's been subjected. The only window in her cell that Shauna can look out of is in the door. It's been covered, and it's only uncovered for 6 hours a day. During that time, when it's uncovered and she can actually look out and see beyond her cell, she's been told that she may not be near the door and she may not even look out. She's also told she will be written up and likely disciplined by stripping out if she talks, sings, cries, whistles, laughs, sings, claps her hands, snaps her fingers, or indeed makes any human sound while in her cell. This is extreme sensory deprivation and constitutes torture while in solitary confinement. They don't do this to the other prisoners unless they're white. None of Shauna's medical conditions are being treated, and in fact, some of them have been caused by solitary confinement. She has had psychotropic drugs forced on her without her consent. Shauna spent months stripped out naked in a cell with nothing in it, not a towel, not a washcloth, not soap, not even her reading glasses, which she needs to defend herself, because her jailers could do that to her. She likely will spend another 6 months in, at a minimum, before she goes to trial. Shauna is a very well-behaved prisoner, and this is not necessary. This kind of cruel and unusual punishment is beyond belief, and is completely anathema to the spirit of the Bill of Rights. You see, Pima County violates the law with impunity. They make their own rules down there, and they do it because they can get away with it. Pima is the most corrupt county in Arizona, and everyone in the legal system down there knows it. Media is always negative. They never allow for the possibility that a criminal defendant might be innocent. Shauna has gotten the worst publicity of all three defendants. Positive news doesn't get viewers or make people buy newspapers. The worst media that Shauna's getting is because she's a woman accused of a heinous crime, and that's really what it comes down to. Ever since 9/11, government and media have been joined at the hip. Whatever story government wants out, media will spin. And they facilitate tyranny and the dumbing down of the populace by doing this. I don't trust the media. I'm not media. I know the truth. And I am shocked by this travesty of justice. There is no coincidence between the following events. Obama was elected president and took office in 2009. In April of 2009, Janet Napolitano's Department of Homeland Security issued the assessment report on right-wing extremism. All of us are labeled extremists.
Wow, somebody sent it to me, Stacey. Stacey was asking me how I found out about it. It was Alex. Alex?
Oh.
Yeah, don't give out his last name. You almost said his last name. I saw it on your lips. Alex from Facebook, thank you for sending us that. Now, I don't know how many of you have ever heard of that. I haven't, but I've been talking about this without even knowing the case was going on. You know, what they can and will do to you. People tell us there are no political prisoners in America. None of our people are being held against their will. And does it say who the lady was speaking there, Lou?
It's just the YouTube page is Justice for Shauna.
Yeah, she probably wants anonymity, but it was a middle-aged woman with long white hair. Very impassionately, she was reading from a script. The audio was terrible, but I wanted you guys to hear it. Because there are political prisoners out there already. The war is already going. I don't know what her, you know, it's up to her militia to save her and her people there, but that doesn't mean we don't get indignant and whip off some emails to Pima County. But someone in the chat room said it's an example of not being taken alive. The courts are a death trap. They lure you into the courts and they destroy you. They destroy you. So, and once you're there, I honestly, you know, I joked about, you know, somebody breaking her out, but how are you going to get her out of there? You know, short of a full-on war on that jail cell, you know, jail facility, there's no way to get her out. I mean, let's be realistic. If you infiltrate, you know, the different groups and stuff that are involved there, maybe, you know, maybe get a guard and get her. You know, this isn't, you know, 1960s, you know, jailbreak scenarios. It's tough to get someone out. So I don't know if that's realistic. So once they're there, we can't forget about them, but they're probably lost until this cause kicks off into a full-on shooting war. And I don't want to have somebody else, you know, because I know of this woman by coincidence and just by acquaintance. But God forbid any one of you get picked up doing that kind of stuff. So have the right attitude. Don't, for one, like her, it sounds like she wasn't doing anything wrong. They just said, hey, we found some dead illegals on the border, and we're going to say you did it. Even though one of the illegals that survived is like, no, it wasn't her, it was this other guy. And then they're using the other guy against her as, you know, the drug addict criminal. So they're going to create whatever they want. So, you know, when I see these people using their real names and doing everything they can to kind of, and I'm not saying this in a negative way, but everything they can to bring attention to themselves instead of the cause, this is what happens. This is what happens. And also, you've got to bet you that it's somebody within our own group. Where's Jim Gilchrist on this? Where is he? I haven't heard him. He should be going around the country talking about how she's a political prisoner. I've seen him speak since she's been in jail, and he didn't mention it. He didn't say, oh, let's all pray for our sister behind the wire. You know? And this is why I'm not getting too excited about Arizona anymore. A lot of people really want to push Arizona. They want everybody to run down there and help them, but they need to clean up their officials there, too. It's not just the illegal aliens that are threatening. It sounds like the sheriff's gone nuts. He's like the evil opposite of Joe Arpaio and the other ones that are down there that are doing good stuff. And where's Joe Arpaio on this? Why is he letting one of Liberty's soldiers languish in one of his brother's prisons? One of his, you know, equals prisons. Why isn't he down there saying, hey, you know?
Maybe he didn't hear anything about it.
Yeah, maybe he doesn't know about it, Stacy says. I asked in the chat room if anybody knew about it, and I don't know if anybody's listening anymore because nobody said anything. I didn't get any note. Only Warland's the only one that was commenting on it.
You know, you should send that
story to Joe Arpaio. Yeah, Stacy, I should forward it to Joe Arpaio and go, hey, what's up with your homie? Why is your boy down there in Pima County being ridiculous? Now we get a lot of Arizona listeners. If you're in Pima County, I want to know the other side of the story. Why is this guy still sheriff? When's he coming up for election? You know, why aren't you guys standing outside the jail and saying something about this? We're going to be back after the top of the hour here, or is it the bottom of the hour? I can't remember, top of the hour, the end of the hour. And we're going to be on Liberty Tree Radio. Liberty Tree Radio. We'll talk about some other stuff.
Armored cars and tanks and guns came to take away our sons, but every man must stand behind the men behind the wire. The streets of Belfast in the dark of early morn, British soldiers came running, wrecking little homes which scorned. Hear the sobs of crying children, dragging fathers from their bed. Watch the scene as helpless mothers, watch the blood fall from their heads. Armored cars and tanks and guns came to take away our sons, but every man must stand behind the men behind the wire. Armored cars and tanks and guns came to take away our sons, but every man must stand behind the men behind the wire. Not for them a judge or jury, or indeed a crime at all. Being Irish means they're guilty, so they're guilty one and all. Round the world a truth will echo, Cromwell's men are here again. England's name again is sullied in the eyes of honest men. Armored cars and tanks and guns came to take away our sons, but every man must
stand behind the man behind the wire. Armored cars and tanks and guns came to take away our sons, but every man must stand behind the man behind the wire.
Proudly march behind our banner, proudly march behind our men. We will have them free to help us build a nation once again. On the people, step together, proudly march on your way. Never fear or never falter, till the boys come home to stay.
Armored cars and tanks and guns came to take away our sons. But every man must stand behind the men behind the wire. Armored cars and tanks and guns came to take away our sons. But every man must stand behind the men behind the wire.
In the best conditions, the human body will die after 3 days without water. Having access to clean, drinkable water in a disaster, survival situation, or military action is critical when putting together your survival plan and survival kit. Whether you choose to boil, filter, purify, or use some type of chemical treatment, something must be done when planning your survival escape routes and plans and putting together your bug-out bag or simply your rucksack. That's why I have chosen to offer Sawyer brand water filters. These filters used in the medical industry for kidney dialysis exceed the needs for water purification. With different units available, the basic unit that you should get will be capable of filtering up to 500 gallons a day and will not need to be replaced until you have surpassed 1 million gallons through that filter. I know that's hard to believe, but it's a fact. They've been using these filters overseas for years in the missionary fields and in post-disaster recovery efforts. The filters are lightweight and simple to use, so whether you attach it to a 5-gallon bucket, to a water bladder, or to a 10,000-gallon tank, these filters can do the job for you. They can handle up to 40 PSI, and with different fittings and ingenuity, you can even apply them to inside, inline water supply systems into your house, cabin, or survival structure. So I'm asking you to go to djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk. Check out the Sawyer water filters. Order them through us. You will save at least $5 off the retail price of buying them from Sawyer Direct. And as always, the money goes to help the radio ministry here at the Dutch Jones Radio Program. So, do something right for your family. Get them prepared for a disaster or a calamity, and you're helping us out. So don't forget, djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk. Check out the Sawyer brand water filters.
There is rebellion in the wind.
A new world order. A new world order.
How can you have a house without a gun?
Guns aren't toys. They're for family protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
Bang, 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 bang.
It's all for nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese wheel
we'll
in
put
there.
Put out all points bulletin. We'll set up roadblocks everywhere.
A new world order. A new world order.
I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations, the gas stations, everybody.
Heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap. It's time for
Dutch Jones. Jones.
Radio program.
And now for something completely different.
Just hang on.
I'm hanging on. I'm hanging on. This is the Dutch Jones radio program. And welcome to all of our Liberty Tree Radio listeners. I see Ed Kornke just popped into the chat room there. It is a joy to have you guys dropping by for our second and final hour today. Those of you that are wondering where I was yesterday, well, quite frankly, I was laid up in a recliner with back pain, sciatica, annoying case of Lewishness headache.
Hey.
And we decided to watch bad 1980s British sitcoms for fun and you know, and just relax. So, you know, I just didn't have a show for you. To be flat honest with you, I felt terrible. And I just didn't have a show for you. There was a lot of things I did want to talk about, which we'll talk about today. We'll try and cram it all in. But I want to thank you all for coming out. The phone number to call in is 559-561-8225. 559-561-8225. Now, to my dismay, I was watching... I just wanted something really good. It was... you just tuning in? Oh, wait, now you're telling me to stop again. Can I do my show now, Lou? Okay, thank you, Lou. You'll have to go to the archives on DutchJones.info. Go to DutchJones.info to get the first hour. It was worth it. It was pretty cool. Shared some things with you. Yes, I'm going to stay. I don't think it was necessarily Lou's fault, but I did say, Lou, don't mess with the website. If you do it while we're in the air, it'll crash us. As soon as he was done, it crashed.
No,
what about
the
like vid?
3 minutes after I was done.
No, but still, it did. It's funny, though. I think it's funny. Okay, here's the commercial. You guys are going to hate
what
this.
What if there was a new beginning from the ending? Who would you tell? What if he said yes to something new? How would you know? Come read the new teachings of Jesus Christ. Download yours.
Answer the phone right there. Don't stop it.
I didn't. It's loading.
We're having everything fall apart here. Lou, stop. Yeah, we got all kinds of weird stuff going on here.
Free today.
Here it goes again. It's not ready to load. Anyway, this is the commercial for the End Bible. E-N-D Bible.
At www.endbible.com.
Who was that? What did he want?
He says he has a story.
Okay, well, is he listening?
He's going to call in 10 minutes.
Well, no, he... Yeah, okay. Anyway, the End Bible, now that everything's thrown off here... I got people calling with unrelated stories that aren't even listening to the show, and then we get all kinds of stuff crashing here. Lou, see this phone over here? You don't have to climb under the desk anymore to answer the phone. I put a phone on the desk for you. Isn't that nice of me? Why did you go under? Don't go under the desk when the phone rings anymore. You'll get dirty and dusty and scared. I know you've been having nightmares. Ah, okay, but this End Bible thing, they added 4 books to the New Testament.
No, it's a whole new section.
Yeah, but they added 4 books.
Yeah.
Don't correct me. And they added 4 new books, and they're like saying that it's okay for sodomy now. And it... yeah, I like that. See, if you're in the chat room, you know where I was. Look at that. See, I'm just overdriving it, Lou. Adjust it. Why aren't you... You're not even paying attention to the levels. That's why when you do the audio, it sounds like somebody's eating the microphone. Pay attention, Lou. I got it turned way down over here, and you didn't even pay attention. It's yell at Lou Day today. Come on, Lou. Step it up.
What?
Okay, that's better. And I couldn't believe this. So I went to the website, and it's all about pro-faggots. Pro-faggot this, pro-faggot this. And they read, and then they even rewrite some of the New Testament. And this commercial's just playing right in the middle of the day. And you know, they did that whole, you know, kind of made it sound like a... Latter-day Saint thing because they're mad at the Mormons because the whole thing is about Proposition 8. When you go to their website, if you look at it, it's all about Prop 8 and what they're doing and how they don't agree with the Bible, but yet they want to be Christians. It's pathetic. And you can download the Bible for free, which would be fun, but it was like $3 and some cents.
$18.
It's 18?
$18?
Yeah, that's how...
You told me it was $3.
I thought it was $3.
You thought it was $3, now it's $18, because I couldn't... Lou ended up reading the whole thing.
I said it's probably like $3.
Yeah, but it's $18 for this new Bible.
It costs that print.
I wish we could get them for free and burn them.
Yeah.
Burn them, you know, use the Quran to start the fire and do it. But I just can't... just so much going on. I mean, you know, the don't ask, don't tell. What was it you said, Lou? That...
Join the Navy with more don't ask and don't tell.
And no, with less don't ask.
No, it was more don't ask and more don't tell.
Yeah, more don't ask and more don't tell.
And more, even more don't tell.
And even more don't tell. I mean, this whole country is just killing itself. You know, you have sodomites that got kicked out are now trying to get back in because of this idiot judge down in Riverside, California. You got people rewriting the Bible, and I'm here to tell you this, folks. I think even if this gets world or state, excuse me, nationwide attention that the faggots redid the Bible, even the flippy floppy mainstream, you know, idiots in the mega churches are gonna go out and want blood, because there are a few things you don't do. You know, you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit on in the wind, you don't mess around with Jim, and you don't rewrite the Bible, especially pro faggot wise. And I actually didn't think they would have the guts to do this, but they have. I didn't think that you know, of course, under Obongo, he's not going to do anything to fight this one judge's decision to let sodomites into the military. But I can tell you this much. As a military policeman that was in the end of Reagan and most of Clinton, they take care of this issue themselves. And they're going to force the hand of all these units to take care of it themselves. You're going to have a ton of slip and falls. You're going to have a lot of training accidents. You're going to have a lot of friendly fire. Now, I didn't like the don't ask, don't tell, but that was probably the best way to do it. Just say, hey, you want to serve? Shut your face and serve. And don't get caught diddling another little boy. Yeah.
In the newspaper, I see the military is going to force to let fags in the military.
Yeah, yeah.
They're forcing them.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
And some of them don't want to. The military.
Oh, you're saying they're going to force faggots to serve?
No, they're going to force the army recruiters to let fags in the military.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of what we're talking about. What have you been doing over there? She's all mad at me now. Do you know where the article is? Because I'd like to see. Okay. Oh, what you're saying is that when you went down to the store, in the front page of the Visalia paper, it said that they're going to urge recruiters to actively... Okay, well, that's a different thing altogether there. You're right. That is, you know, they're going to give them quotas now. They used to have quotas. You know, they still do have quotas. Now they're going to have a faggot quota. Now, when I was in, they did recruit fags for military intelligence and stuff like that. At least that's what we were told, because they can live a lie, they're good at being sneaky, and they'll do just about anything to, you know, to get stuff done. fags like the idea of a backdoor draft, Worland says. Oh, my. You know, they're going to use Barney Franks as the poster child. You know, we want you for the U.S. military. It's weird that a group of people that make up less than 10% of the population can have this kind of control. And those of us that are in the Christian militant standpoint can't even get a couple people to show up to a meeting. What's wrong? It's weird to me that they're getting this kind of backing in judges. And the fact that one lone judge can change an entire military policy. The other day, somebody shot, somebody shot two rounds through the Pentagon. I bet this has something to do with fags. I bet it does. But I'm telling you, folks, it's going to get violent and ugly. You're going to see a lot of unexplained suicides. You know, today, Private Jeffrey Thumbanger was found hanging off the balcony of his training facility's housing unit, and we have no idea why. Well, yeah, the other guys are going to throw him over. I investigated this. I wasn't an investigator. I had to go to the scenes of many of these things. I saw it happen firsthand in basic training. We had a faggot halfway through the MP school who didn't want to be in the Army anymore and said, hey, I'm a faggot. Guys, everybody, look, I'm a faggot. He goes into the first sergeant, hi, I'm a faggot. They go, we don't believe you. He goes away on our first leave, comes back with pictures of himself doing faggot things with another faggot and starts showing them to everybody. He didn't last 2 days. He got his butt kicked constantly. And he'd come down to formation. Oh, what happened? I'll use his name. What happened to Private Clarino? He fell in the shower. Next formation. Private Clarino, I noticed you're a little bruised up and walking with a limp there. What happened? He fell down the stairs. After 3 days, they had to take him out and kick him out of the military because he wasn't going to survive. Now, granted, all those of you saying, well, that's just nasty. What are you beating up on faggots for? This guy went out of his way. He spit on me. He went up, we had this guy, we called him BFI. It stood for Big Freakin' Indian, but we didn't say freakin' back then when I was 18. And he's this giant Apache Indian guy from Texas or New Mexico or something. Huge Indian, never said much, real quiet, very scary. And we're all taking showers and we're waiting in line, and, you know, and the usual, you know, jocularities going on. And he walks up to BFI's stall, whips open the curtain and goes, ooh, you're nice. That night, this faggot was found tied to his bed with dental floss, and his face was caved in with a flashlight. And it just turns out that BFI had fire guard that night. This is what they're going to do. Soldiers do not like having faggots in the foxhole with them. Now, the Hegelian dialect that was, well, let's let him in but not tell anybody, helped stop this. It was, if you excuse the expression, it was a little Dutch boy putting his finger in the dike. effect. But opening the doors like this, and our society trying to throw open its arms to this a terrible sin, is going to cause a lot of people to die. And a lot of good soldiers are going to get arrested for assaulting these people, because I guarantee you they're going to investigate them now. They didn't investigate them when I did. And someone's saying that the FBI says it was just random shots at the Pentagon. Yeah, just random D.C. violence. Don't worry about it. There's probably some guy going, I don't want no homosexuals in my unit. But, and the double entendres are just rolling out of my head right now, and I got to be real careful here. These faggots don't belong in the military. I'm sorry. They may belong in military intelligence, rear echelon stuff. I don't know. I'm not military intelligence. I don't know if those stories we heard were true about operatives, you know, faggots making good operatives. I don't know if that's true. But the amount of discourse this is going to cause in the units and the amount of bloodshed that's going to be over this is going to be huge. Now, I know some groups won't be hurt, like the Navy. They'll probably be okay with it. I'm just kidding.
They have even more, don't
they? Yeah, they're going to have, there'll be more requests for ships and going to sea and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, we always made fun of the Navy, you know. I had an MP partner that had served 8 years in the submarine corps and then decided to try the Army, and he was an MP. And I asked him one time, I said, there are a lot of faggots in the Navy? And he goes, yeah, but they keep them in one section on the ships. And I go, but on the sub, I mean, how do you do that on a sub? You guys have to rotate bunks. He's like, I don't want to talk about it. And he really didn't want to talk about it. So, yeah, I mean, it's always been there. I know. You know, there's always been faggots throughout history. They've always been a bane on society. But this glorification and celebration and in your face, throwing them in our military. Now, I'm not a big fan of the standing army. But if we're going to have one, let's have it filled full of real men. I mean, there are so many problems with this system right now. I mean, And it's funny because it's like you're not hearing from the troops because, you know, they're stymied on this. They're stifled on it. They're not allowed to talk about it. But they're going to be heard, folks. If Obongo doesn't do something about this and reinstate Don't Ask, Don't Tell, which is the Band-Aid to this, what they really need is a go back to the old days. I remember when I went in, they asked me 4 times if I was a faggot. Olima, hello, Thaler. And 4 times before I got to my basic training unit, are you a faggot? Are you homosexual? Well, actually, once I got to basic training, they asked if I was a faggot almost like every flaming. Day. They ask everybody if you're a faggot. But on paperwork,
flaming.
Huh?
Like flaming?
I mean, we could learn if we have to. Stripes. Anybody who's seen Stripes? Yeah. I messed with my recruiter so bad on that question the first time. Then when I realized how it could really mess me up, I stopped doing it. He was like, have you ever had a homosexual encounter with a human? This is farm country, you know. And he'd be like, seriously, come on. You know. But it's a sign of the times, and I hate using that phrase. They're rewriting a Bible for faggots. They're fighting in the courts and winning to let faggots in the military to completely... And their goal is to destroy our defense capabilities. That's why they're doing it. Because they know that this is going to breed hate and discontent among the ranks. Next thing you know, they're going to force us in the militia to let faggots in. They'll go, okay, militias, you can have a militia, but you got to be like the face of America. You've got to be multicultural, which I don't have a problem with that. You've got to let women in, which I do have a problem with that. And you got to let homosexuals, transgender, cross-dressers, what are some of the other ones? Bestiality, people who want to marry their toaster into the militia. Now, I bet that's how they're going to come at us. I'm making a joke. But that's what they could say. Oh, the militia's like a private club, and you've been not allowing Negroes in. Well, we have blacks in the militia. Oh, you haven't been allowing Mexicans in. Well, we have Mexicans in our militia. Okay, they got to find something that they don't have. Oh, I bet they don't have Jolly Boys. Do you have Jolly Boys in the militia? Well, no, we're a Christian militia. Oh, well, then you're illegal, and we're going to throw you in jail. Oh, and by the way, I'm not an activist judge. Did you get that? The faggot judge that made the decision in San Francisco, on Proposition 8. He's like a known flamer, and he says that had nothing to do with it. The activist judge in Riverside, a female, known to associate with homosexuals, probably a homosexual herself. Oh, that had nothing to do with it. You know, don't ask, don't tell is just so unconstitutional. Yeah. And all of you on the Republican side that think this is working out good, it's I don't see them screaming about it. All you people that are still, you know, following that lame goat into the arena. They're going to destroy our culture one chunk at a time. They think destroying the military will do it. I don't like having a standing army anyway. We need a Navy and a Marine Corps. And then militias, that's it. We don't need a standing army. And you know, of five, I think I looked yesterday, it's like 480,000 army personnel. 480, let's just say 500,000 army personnel. So let's say 10% of that is gay, that's 50,000. Or faggots, sorry, I didn't mean to say gay and offend you. Faggots, lesbians, toaster lovers, whatever you want to call them. That's 50,000. I bet it's higher than that because I think they focused on it when they have their little meetings. They tell them to focus and go on it. Worland's asking, do they allow gays in the subservice? What if they don't ask and don't tell? I don't know. They allow women in the submarine service now, which I'm sure made a lot of wives back at shore unhappy. They've destroyed the ability of this nation to defend itself. I mean, look, how long are these wars going on in the Middle East, the Philippines, Indonesia? We can't even beat guerrilla fighters. And now they want to throw the whole faggot controversy in the face of our fighting boys? You tell me some 17-year-old boy from Nebraska is going to want to get in a Humvee and sleep next to a poofta now that he can wear a T-shirt and do whatever he wants and brag about his sexual exploits because he's protected under the Constitution to do so. I guarantee you, if we were in combat and we found out we caught some guy like having a, you know, a rendezvous with some local boy, he wouldn't come home. And I'm not saying I would do it, but I know that's what would happen. Oh, dear mom and dad of, you know, Private Joe Smith. Joseph Smith, I don't like the Mormons, man. I didn't mean to do that. Sorry to inform you that your son was found dead. On the battlefield of unknown results, you know. Shot in the back 375 times. We think it was self-inflicted, and we apologize. There was no note. We're sending home his shoes because that's all that's left. And that's what's going to happen. Watch. You think you see suicides now is up in the Army and in the Armed Forces? It's going to go huge. And they won't be suicides. There'll be guys that drowned in the toilet because that's another way that they used to do it. I've talked to some old-timers, some World War II folks, and I'd go, what happened when you guys found a Nancy boy in your unit? And it didn't happen very often back then. We had screening for that kind of thing. Yeah. I go, yeah, but what happened if you did find one? He said, oh, we'd take them out in the swamp, tie them up, throw them in, let the gators take care of it. And these guys were serious. You know, that's what they did. Now, I'm not advocating violence against faggots, no. But this in-your-face... You know, I get to tell you everything I do in the bedroom and you got to like it kind of attitude. We're queer, we're here, get used to it attitude is going to backfire on these people. Hugely. Hugely. You've got the mayor of San Diego forcing her firemen to march in faggot parades now. Did you guys know about that? There's a lawsuit going on right now. She told them they'd be fired if they didn't march in the yearly faggot parade that they do in San Diego because she's a lesbian. She's a dyke. How do 10% of the population gain control over the rest of us? I'm here to... Why have we been sitting on our hands for decades as a people? As righteous Christian soldiers for God? Why? Why do we only have a couple thousand people that listen to this show? And all the other shows? I mean, the first time I listened to Mark Kornke, I'm like, wow! Everybody needs to hear this. And that was years ago. By now, I just get, you know, the message is good. The delivery is great. The messengers are righteous. But the audience is lame. If you've got a loved one in the military, I'd like to have you poll them and want to know, you know, because they'll talk to you. They're not allowed to say anything otherwise. But I'd like to hear what they think of this. I'd like to know what they think about having faggots in the battlefield with them. Or in the typing pool if you're a REMF, a rare echelon mofo. If you're a pogie, I remember all the terms we used to use for the guys behind the lines.
Pogie.
Warland's just rolling with them today. I encourage you greatly to be angry about this and to not just let it go on the back burner. Oh, what do I care about faggots in the military? I'll never let my son or daughter join the military. Well, God bless you for that. Junior here, I'm trying to talk him out of going into the Coast Guard.
I'm not going in.
Lou wants to be a Coast Guard cutter commander, he told me the other day.
I don't know what a Coast Guard is.
So hopefully, I don't want to see any of your offspring going in there, but we can't just sit idly by because we don't like the standing army and allow it to be infiltrated. Because what's going to happen if it gets overrun and they convert everybody to faggots? It's going to be an even huger enemy for us. And I'm not saying that gays can be converted, but, straights can be converted to gay. You sound like a gay. You should. I'm surprised you didn't have a bunch of faggot sound effects. We'll be back after the break. We're going to talk a little bit about our store and some of the items we have up for offer for you folks. We'll be back after the break.
Signs of the time are cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities, and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets, and the fact that the band guys most always go free. That is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad. We must take America back. We need prayer in the schools and more things made in USA. It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America back. It's a hell here on earth in some city schoolyards, when bullets and birth control outnumber books, something's wrong. There's a hunger for good news and heroes, but good news is no news, so all of the heroes are gone. We must take America back, put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets, and the fact that the bad guys most always go free. That is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad. We must take America back. We need prayer in the schools.
He's a great guy. John Wayne.
It's the least we can do.
Bobby Brown.
Red, white, and blue.
The Green Berets.
Must take America back.
Okay, go ahead, let's hear it. That's what makes America great.
We must take America back. And the fact that the bad guys most always go free, that is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad. We must take America back. We need prayer in the schools.
Thank you for listening to the Dutch Jones Radio Program. And if you get nothing else from our show, there should be two things that you learn. One is, you need to work together with other like-minded people. And number two, you need the basic equipment to keep from becoming a refugee. So whether you're looking for a water filter, tactical gear, surplus gear, or just want to look into some new survival equipment, you need to check out djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk. We carry surplus, and we carry new lines from MilSpec and Voodoo Tactical. And if you don't see it on our website, please send us a message, and we'll find it for you. So if you're going to need the gear anyway, why not buy it from us? You'll get it for cheaper than you will from the source, and it'll help out the ministry here at the Dutch Jones Radio Program. So whether you're new or been in this for a while, check out djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk.
Gun.
Guns aren't toys. They're for family protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
It's all for nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese wheel.
Put out all points, bulletin. We'll set up roadblocks everywhere.
A new world order. A new world order. A new
world order.
A new world order.
Attention.
The government is an emergency.
Repeat. An emergency.
I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations, the gas stations, everybody.
Heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap. It's time for
Dutch Jones. Dutch Jones.
Radio program.
And now for something completely different.
I have high regard for his good taste.
You're a little late on the George Takei there, but during the break. Okay, that's enough. Stop. I can't stand to hear that in my head. Oh, our favorite Asian faggot. I don't even know what he is, Vietnamese or something. Warland said that the Federation had a don't ask, don't tell. The Starfleet Federation had a don't ask, don't tell policy. I think nobody knew back then that George Takei was a flamer. Oh, man. During the break, Luke started throwing punches at me, and I had to take him out.
Oh, you did. You threw the first punch.
I did not throw the first punch.
Yeah, you did.
You are a liar, sir.
No, I did.
You're like, here, check this out, and you start swinging at me. What do you think of this?
No, you just threw the punch.
Yeah, oh, man.
Let's look at the video.
Yeah, we have no video, I hope.
Maybe we do.
Yeah, no, I don't think we do, but I just know that you need to work on your back defense. I gave him about a 50% slug to the shoulder blade, and he's like, oh, I went down. So, folks, this is the Dutch Jones Radio Program. The phone number to call in is 559-561-8225. We're done talking about faggots. 559-561-8225. If Rocky wants to call back, we'll put him on. I never know what Rocky's going to say when he gets on the air with his Rocky Tip of the Week. Last week it was you could go to Whiskey Pete's and get a steak dinner for $7 or something.
He's a great guy.
Yeah, Rocky is a great guy, George. Boy. I'm dying here. Shatner and Nemo, yeah, knew that he was gay. Ed's
yes.
In the room, so. So we're not saying anything about Rocky. That's George Takei's opinion. I don't know what him and George Takei got going on, but I don't.
It's so creepy.
It is creepy. I don't know if Rocky's going to call back. But what I want to talk about is one, keeping the show on the air. Two, keeping gas money in my tank. And three, getting you guys gear that you need. Yes, we were practicing Curly Foo. Unfortunately, I'm not wearing my glasses anymore, so he can do eye pokes. I've been eating diatomaceous earth. For those of you that don't, he's always just in an eye claw. Turn around and work on your counter. If I'm focused on the show, you can't sneak up on me. Throat punch. That was a chop. I said throat punch, so you'd think it was a punch. But see, now you made me lose my train of thought. Oh, diatomaceous earth. I've been eating diatomaceous earth. You need to look it up. And my eyesight's improved. My bowel movements have increased to one a day. I'm sleeping better, my joints are feeling better, and I'm able to beat up on Lou more. That's why I brought that up. So look up diatomaceous earth. I don't know how to spell it. Most people use it as a pesticide in their garden. This is food-grade diatomaceous earth, and what it is, it's like granulated seashells and, you know, whatever, and it works great. So it's... I love the stuff they're saying about George Takei. His phaser sparkles in his phaser. Maybe we should just do a whole show on fag jokes. I mean, people see nobody comments on anything we do for an hour and a half. We make fun of George Takei being a light in the loafer kind of guy, and everybody's participating. So anyway, djstore.tk, djstore.tk is
magnificent.
Back up. Thank you, George. And we're going to add more stuff to it, folks. We're going to add all of our Voodoo Tactical, our mil-spec gear, things that Lou has worn. If you guys, and he may, I'll even get him to sign it if you want to buy them. So there, yes, there will be pink little dresses. No, but we will. We'll be selling stuff. Now, the first item that I wanted to tell you about, we just got these in, and we're just going to pass the savings on to you. It's a complete set of Bulgarian combat web gear. Now, a lot of people are poo-pooing web gear. I don't, you know, I'm not crazy about all this brand-new high-speed Velcro shiny plastic stuff that everybody's buying. We sell it, but I'm not crazy about it. I love the old cotton stuff that's been put together, and these are probably circa 1960s, and you're going to get a backpack with it. It's a small pack, and it's you can also get, what is this? What is it supposed to be? Some of these things, some of the abbreviations don't make sense. I don't know what that is, Lou. I don't know if you, because you just cut and pasted this, right?
Yeah.
You get a gas mask bag, a pistol belt, suspenders, grenade pouch, and two accessory pouches with all this. They're metal. They clip on the belt. The closures are kind of the kind that you slip a strap into, and it, you know, very quiet to use, not very loud. They're kind of a grayish gray look. They're not OD. They're gray. They're really cool looking, especially if you're a reenactor, say World War II or something. You could probably pull this off, you know. And they're Bulgarian. You know, who's, you know, be the first kid on your block with Bulgarian stuff. Well, what we're doing is we're getting these in bulk groups. If you get four of these for $80. And there's like $15 shipping and handling on the four of them. But for $80, you get four complete LBE systems. Now, you can put your canteen in the bigger pouches. You can, you know, put your ammo. You got the backpack. It's about a three-day patrol pack is what the size of it is. And it has its own strap. Some of the stuff we sold in the past, it had like we had some Austrian backpacks that people got and didn't like because you couldn't carry them without the web gear on. And I don't understand that design. So if you go to Dutch or djstore.tk, you can take a look at that. Oh, I'm getting instant messages here. People are asking me questions. Instant messages. Yes, on the air. Oh, here we go. Okay, get ready, guys. Get ready. Okay, I'll volume phone. Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Hey, who's this?
Hey, this is the Dutch Jones radio program. We got George Takei.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. We on the air,
Dutch? We sure are. Me and George here just sitting back, having some cognac, watching the fire. What do you want to talk about?
Hey, what's up? It's Rocky.
Go figure. Go ahead, Rocky. What do you want to talk about?
Well, you know what? Sunday night, I had a scenario happen to me.
A scenario?
Yeah, I was at a rest area heading up, went towards Oregon, and I pulled in next to a truck.
That can happen at truck stops.
Yeah, it was at rest area.
Rest areas, too.
And I was sitting there for a couple minutes looking at my map on the computer back in the back, and all of a sudden I heard somebody start screaming, "Shut that truck off," and using vulgar language and calling me a piece of S, I guess you can call it. I won't say on the air.
Okay.
And he screamed a little bit more, and all of a sudden ran back to his truck. And I have my little bat ready.
Okay.
If you open the door, you know, and my knife ready handy. I had the cell phone open and ready to dial 911 just in case a fight breaks out or something like that.
Okay.
And all that. So I tried to be as ready as I could with what I had. And he gets in his truck, he just takes off, throws in a gear, rocks the truck real bad. And just, you know, for all I know, he could have come back with a gun or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it all ended well and everything like that with what happened. And I never saw the guy again. He was just irate because I guess my truck was a little loud when it was idling. I guess he was trying to sleep or something like that. But obviously you just see he was having issues. But, you know, we're going to run into people like that out here sometimes. And that really brings up the Rocky Hill Ranger tip of the day for you folks out there.
Okay, go ahead with your Rocky.
Okay, go ahead. Let's hear it.
How do you get to defend yourself in your vehicle when you're sitting down? Now, I'm in a truck. I have that bat. I can swing that. You're not going to have that advantage in a car.
Okay.
That's going to be a lot worse. I would say a person's best option would be, of course, first of all, probably be a firearm or a mace.
My goodness, yes.
Something that you can definitely use from the sitting position.
Okay.
So, you gotta really think about that. Put yourself in that scenario. I'm sitting here, set yourself in a traffic light like that. What would I do? How would I defend myself? You know, if it come down to it, you know.
Sure. Well, you should practice. What I do is I take a chair out to the shooting range and I practice firing from a seated position, maintaining the pistol in a safe orientation so you don't shoot yourself, getting the seatbelt off, those types of things. But if you're in a car, defending yourself would be to get away. So you should be proactive. Make sure that when you stop at a... it sounded really weird. When you stop at a light, keep enough space that you can drive over the center median and get away. Don't get boxed in. You know, we're big on the wasp spray here, even though professional people don't like using that, but have some wasp spray in your car. And, you're right. You should have, you know, be at level yellow and when you're around, but when you're in a car, I'm on orange already anyway because I don't want to get hit by somebody. So, yeah, you've got to realize you can be attacked in the car and you never know what's going to happen. Now, being in a truck like that, I'd be afraid just laying in the sleeper because if somebody wanted to do you harm, it's a 50-50 chance either end of the sleeper they're going to be able to shoot to the side and get you.
Yeah, that's why I try to keep the doors locked.
Tasers. Somebody's saying tasers would be good. So you got to practice whatever system you go with. With me, it's a firearm. I practice removing the seatbelt, rotating my hip, my leg out of the way, unholstering, presenting across in a safe manner, not getting hung up on the steering wheel, and just shooting straight through the door. If you've never shot through glass or a door, maybe you ought to go to the junkyard, get a couple doors, and see what it does. Or an ordinary household firearm, as someone said. Is that Lou? Lou said, make sure. Practice shooting through glass. If you know where there's some cars, if you live in a kind of place like I grew up, there are always abandoned cars. And you've got to know that when you fire that firearm in the car, you're not going to be able to hear anything. Yeah, we have videos on this. In fact, if anybody makes a $25 or more donation, we'll send out a complete set of firearm videos.
Minuteman's getting one.
There you go.
Yeah, Minuteman's getting one already. He's given a donation. So, yeah, it's a good point. What do you look at me like that for?
I can't have a gun in the truck under federal
what?
Law. I get in trouble. I'm not supposed to have a gun under federal law, so I can't.
Sure.
Yeah.
A phaser. Yeah, we've been talking about George Takei could use a phaser. Well, Rocky, thank you for calling in, and I'm glad that didn't go the other way. You would have made for a terrible scalp anyway, so I doubt anybody would have tried to kill you.
That's right.
Not enough hair up there, so.
Okay, Doug, take care.
Okay, talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
You never know what you're going to get from Rocky Hill Ranger. I love it.
No.
Oh, boy. So that's interesting. And, I just got a Minuteman. Could you IM Stacy privately and give her your address again? We can't locate your... See, we don't keep any records here in case we're ever raided. And we try to memorize stuff or make Lou memorize it, and we forgot your address. We have to send you your videos and stuff again, so... Set your phaser on deep fat fry and just fire away, I always say. Well, getting back to DJStore.tk, don't look down on these suspender systems. Don't look down on older gear. You hear Mark talk about that, and I completely 100% echo that. So it's a good deal there. You got four guys. That's $20 a set if you go in together. Or if you've got the money, $80, you know, plus the $15 shipping and handling. Because we're using the UPS, not the UPS, U.S. Postal Service, and the boxes are like $13.90 to ship. Yeah, they're like the ones they send you. So that's where that's going. We're not making any money on the shipping and handling. And we got in a bunch of the M16 pouches, which are, you know, the little grenade things hanging off the edge. Now, some people are going to say, well, these sound a little expensive. But this is, we're basically just passing it on to you. You get 12 of them for $100. So if you guys want to go together and get 12 of them, if that's too high, we understand. But that's kind of, you know, just a little bit more than what we paid for them. And we're having trouble finding stuff like canteen covers. We can't find them. We've got netting, all kinds of netting. And this isn't the stuff that you gave us, Minuteman. This is like bulk stuff that we found online. We haven't ordered it yet. But we can get these, 2.5 foot wide by 5.5 foot long. And it's the netting that you can make the ghillie suits out of. And we're selling those for $15. We went down to Michael's, and they're like $12 to $13 for about the same quality. So that's why we're just selling those for $15. Everybody needs a ghillie suit. And then right under it, you can get the material and everything you need to put one together for about $70 plus the $15. You get yourself a ghillie suit. Now, remember, ghillie suits are made, not bought. I don't care who you are. You buy those ones. They pre-make. They're terrible. I bought a couple of them. Debbie's just walking in. Welcome, Debbie, from the darkness of the night.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys. And so you got to make your own ghillie suit. Now, you can go through and do all this. This is all pre-dyed stuff. It's in three colors, woodland, desert, and mossy. And it weighs 8 pounds. When you get it all done, you get your net, you put it together, you're ready to go. The next thing that we have here is my favorite. This is the sleeping bag with arms. I call it a sniper bag, but some people call them tree stand bags. I haven't had one for a long time, and I can't even afford to get one. But we're selling those for $60. It easily fits up to extra large. We've sold some up here, and people try to use them as a primary sleeping bag. You know, they get naked and they get in it. They're not extreme cold weather bags, folks. These are designed when you're on guard duty and you want to stay warm. What happens is it's like a, in the middle it's split. You can unsnap it, fold it up onto your back, and run. And then you fold it back down and put your legs back in a pouch. This is not an extreme cold weather, sitting up in Alaska kind of thing. This is a convenient bag when you know you're going to be on guard duty. Things are, you know, at a lower level of security, and you want to keep your legs warm. And those are $60. The arms are full length. It's got a hood on it like a jacket. Picture a farmer's jacket. You know, it's pleated, green, and with a sack that goes over your legs that flips up. That's also insulated and padded. And that's all on there. We've also got access right now for a limited time. We don't know how long this is going to be. 9x9 Czechoslovakian camouflage nets. And I've been finding it really hard to get good, actual military-grade nets. You can go get the ones that have got all the metal and stuff in them. But these are real good nets, especially here in California. They're hard to find because the marijuana growers are buying them all. Now, this is woodland camo. It's got, like, black and three different kinds of green on it. They're 9x9, and we're selling two of them for $60. The reason you get two for $60 is they come in a package of two. And we can't break them up. If we sell one for $30, then we still have to come up with it. It's actually, we're getting it for about $49 wholesale, and we got to make a few dollars on it. So, you know, that's just the way it goes. But you can't buy one. That's why some of these things, you get a few things. And we're trying to get you to equip your family. So you need BDUs for your family? Well, we've got this new Italian camo paratrooper uniform. Brand new. This isn't surplus. The other stuff up till now has been surplus. You get one medium, one large, and one extra large. That doesn't make sense. They're that expensive? Yeah. Really? You get two set. That's really, people aren't going to want, I don't think.
One medium, one large, and one extra large.
Complete uniform, pants and bottom?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're gonna go, huh? So you get one medium, one large, and one extra large for $120. This makes it look like you get nine. That's why I say that. Are you getting nine, or are you getting, you got to take that three out of there. See what I'm saying? It looks like you get three times that. So people are going to expect to get nine uniforms for $120. I need that clarified. I'm confused here. Are we getting nine uniforms?
No.
Okay. So you get three complete uniforms for $120. So that's $40. Brand new woodland camouflage. I'll have to look into that one. I'm not too crazy about that one. But it's and this one's got Velcro all over it. But now we're getting to some of the good stuff here. A camo parka, the Flecktarn, the German camo parka. You can get three medium, two large, and one extra large. It's a total of six for $100. You should say all six. That's what's missing, the word all. I think that would make it clear. So, because this makes it look like these are kits, and you're going to get that. You know, you get a pack. So it's saying like six packs for $100. That's going to really confuse people, Lewis. So it should say all six. You know, or one, you know, one pack. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We got to change that so people see that. So if you're going to get on there and go, hey, I want good, concealment, good camouflage, and staying warm. Now, right below that, we've got the BDU shirt and pants. Now, you can get nine pairs of pants for $60. And again,
that's a shirt.
Excuse me, I'm looking at the pants. Yeah, the shirt. You can get six shirts.
That's nine.
Lou, if it wasn't for you, I'd be in trouble. Thank you, Lou. Nine shirts, you get two extra large, four medium, and three medium in this Flecktarn. for $60. $60. You get a total of 9 shirts. I mean, that's, you know, cheap. And that's the only reason we're getting these prices, because we're buying in bulk. A few of them, I'm like, what's that price? Now, the pants, you know, it's kind of like hot dogs and hot dog buns. They don't match. But, you know, the pants, you get 2 large and 3 medium. They don't have any extra large in the pants anymore. We ran out. So you get 2 large and 3 medium. That's 5 pairs of pants for $60 in the Flecktarn. 5 pockets, 2 large thigh cargo pockets, 2 snap button closures, 2 front/pockets, 1 rear pocket, a good way to go there. And again, just go to djstore.tk and look under military surplus. I'm just trying to do a big, giant commercial because donations are down, and we figure you guys want something for your money, so here you go. Now you can get Dutch camo. This is, I love this Dutch camo. It's not designed by me. It's from Holland. And it's like a really nice pattern for Alpine, which I like. You get 5 of these shirts for $50. And they are 2 extra large and 3 large. 2 extra large and 3 large of these shirts. I mean, they go great. Good camouflage. I think they're button snaps on the cuffs. They have a zipper. 2 of the chest pockets have zipper closures. It's just a great shirt, and they're called Dutch BDU shirts. I mean, what better way to listen to the show? Now, this next one I like because it's a little bit longer. It's a Czechoslovakian Army camo BDU shirt. Now, you get 4 large ones. We only have size large. You get 4 large ones for $70. So, you know, that works out to like $15 a piece. This is the current Czech Army camo BDU shirt. It has patches on the left arm and 2 big chest pockets and a button enclosure. How do you pay? I don't see how you pay here. Right here?
Your computer's messed up. Yeah.
It's my computer? Okay, so there's a place to pay. And then we've got the Croatian BDU camo shirt, for those of you that want to be Croats. We'll use our... It's a nice shirt. I don't like the Croatians, but these shirts have 2 large chest pockets, epaulettes, so you can put your rank on there on the shoulders, and button closures. Now, you get 2 medium, 3 large, and 2 extra large. It's a total of 7 shirts for $60. Get your guys together, 2 medium, 3 large, and 2 extra large. Now, the extra large will fit me. And, of course, we got the Israeli gas mask. We're selling those 6 for $120. I know you can get them cheaper somewhere else, but we can't get wholesale prices on the gas mask. Is there a page 2?
Yeah.
Going to page 2. So, again, go to Dutch Jones. Excuse me. Correction. Hit me in the head, Lou. Ow, I didn't mean it. DJstore.tk, DJstore.tk, and you'll see these. And let's go down here. We're selling the whistles and stuff again, and we're giving a lot of... That's it, just the whistle. That was the end of it?
Yeah.
That's all. Okay, you can get 9 whistles for $15. They have a compass and a thermometer in them. We put them in all our survival kits that we sell and give out. Those of you that ordered stuff. Did we send a whistle to our buddy in Ridgecrest, the gunslinger? Was it gunslinger?
It was gunslinger.
It wasn't Ridgecrest.
Yeah.
Gunslinger got a whistle, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, and the compass does work. I mean, it's a general direction compass. Plus, as you're freezing to death, you can look at it and know why. It has a thermometer on it. So I highly encourage you to go to djstore.tk. People said, yeah, we like giving donations, but we want to get something for it. I can understand that. You know, your dollar only goes so far. This way you can buy stuff from us. You can wear your Dutch camo shirt and go, hey, I got this from Dutch Jones. So hopefully I didn't bother you two guys and sound too pathetic, but it's better than me coming on here and bugging you.
There's a page 3.
There's a page 3?
Yeah.
Okay, hang on. Here's a cool idea. Dutch Jones camo pattern has multiple photos of Dutch poster. Yeah. Dutch camo's just got pictures of me all over it, Ed's saying. That's funny. So there's more? You put more stuff up, Lou, so I go to page 3?
Wait, then why is
page 2 just one item? That's kind of weird. Bad management of the page.
Yeah.
Oh, we got holsters up here.
I think we're on page 4 is the last one.
I thought we got rid of these holsters, but these are okay.
You wanted those.
Yeah, we got a couple holsters up there.
Page 4.
Yeah, so go to djstore.tk, go to page 3, and you'll see the couple of holsters that we offer for $20. I need to get one of those for your... Let's see here. Just to test it. Okay, we got a gun cleaning kit. It's the Swiss SIG gun cleaning kit. They sell them in groups of 6 for $50. That's less than $10 per gun cleaning kit. It's 30 cal. It's not going to work on your 223s. This is just for the big boys. People shoot real bullets. I'm just kidding. Anthea's getting all mad. Those of us that shoot... Did I call you Anthea? I miss her so much. I can't get her off my heart.
We're almost done.
So we've got this. It's got a rubberized canvas enclosure. Got the push rods. Got some. It looks like a screwdriver handle. Some bore cleaners. Some breech clean. You know, brushes. So good to go. They're not bore cleaner. They had bore brushes. That type of stuff. Then we got a. Everybody's saying we want flashlights. We want flashlights. Well, I found one that I could afford to resell to you. It's a tactical xenon flashlight with scope rings, so you can mount it on your shotgun for those of you that want to see what you're obliterating. Oh, wow. So check it out. DJstore.tk, DJstore.tk. There's one more thing. Ooh, we've got the M65 parka liner. You can get five of those for $40. Two medium, one small, two large. Everybody needs a parka liner. Well, folks, the sword is heavy, the battle is hard. The victory belongs to the Lord. And for this battle to continue, you need to participate. Stand in the gap. Go to that endbible.com and let them know that they cannot rewrite our Bible. Let them know that there is a price to pay for what they have done. Stand firm on these issues or issues that I haven't even thought of yet that are close to your heart that glorify God and the cause of liberty. Don't give up. Don't give in. Keep fighting. Keep your sense of humor, but keep your Christian military bearing. And above all, keep praying, stay coram Deo in the face of God, and we will be rewarded for this. We stick together, we fellowship, and stop turning it up. And honor God, we'll be able to do what we can do. And that's all you can do. Just give to your utmost for his greatness, and we will survive. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks for listening. God bless you and all you do in the holy cause of liberty.